Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We're always happy to have you and you because of you. Amen. We're here because of you. Amen. In God's presence. Amen. Because Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, amen, he'll be in the midst. So if he made that prediction and he prophesied and gave us that concerning the future, we can see it now. We can see it now. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for here. Amen. For being with us again as we come before you. Oh, Lord, in the movement, in the spirit of holiness. Oh, God, and we come before you in truth through the Holy Spirit. We thank you for helping us. And if you look upon this subject tonight and today, wherever they might be listening, oh, God, we ask you to bless it. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen, amen, amen. The scripture that we'll be coming from, amen, tonight, today, wherever you might be, amen. We'll be looking still part two of this is part of the false doctrine teaching, living under false teachers, living under false teachers. Amen. You do better if you know better. Amen. You do better, amen, if you know better. Amen. Your life and the things that you live off of, information you have learned from your mother, your father, the school, your home, your church, amen, books, television, amen. It will affect your life, believe it or not. It will affect your life, amen, because we are like a sponge, amen. We absorb things, amen, and we have to learn how to discard whatever is good and whatever is bad, amen, and keep the part that we know is right, amen. We'll be coming from Matthew 24, amen, and we're still working concerning the false teaching, Matthew 24, and we're going to tie it in, and you'll see, amen, because of the fact what you're learning and what people are saying, they affect your life, amen, affect your life. And I feel, and I say this sometimes, amen, that, amen, all the bad teaching, all the comments, and you know, is responsible for people's lives. People today have, I was sitting in a restaurant, amen, today, and the couple was talking about, amen, but some officer's son took his life, amen. Then he talked about another person was taking their life, and they was all about saying that you have to learn how to survive in this land. And they were not speaking about, amen, the Christ at all. They were not tying in Christ at all. They was adding some kind of philosophy about you have to take care of yourself and watch this and watch that. Amen. But they need to put it, they had to, I was listening. Amen. Sometimes you be in these restaurants and these places and people be talking so loud to be next to you. Amen. But I was listening for the word Christ. I was listening for the church. I was listening, amen, for something that pertained to the Bible. I remember when I was in the doctor's office getting a checkup, and I was getting ready to leave and sitting around waiting for the nurse for something, and a young lady got a call. She got a call from her mother because she said so. Afterwards, she hung up the phone and told her friend, she said, she don't understand. She just don't understand. Amen. My mother stay in church. Amen. More in the church that's open, she's there. She's there all the time. And my mother be in the church all the time, but right now, I don't understand. Amen. She having all these breakdowns. She having all these different things. Look like the church ain't helping her. And, you know, the devil can use that kind of false information. And, you know, and I know I heard it. I want to crawl up under the seat. Amen. Because, you know, it struck me as a minister and a pastor talking and teaching reality. And this is what this broadcast is about, helping people down to the grassroots level. amen, false teaching and false information, it doesn't spew out, amen, positive thinking. It doesn't spew out hope and joy, amen, and strength that you can make it with God. That's what faith is, trusting in God. Amen. And false teaching, amen, it throws things back on you. Amen. That you're a problem. Amen. You need to come up with money. Amen. You got to do this. You got to do that. Amen. But God teaches, amen, through the scriptures and his son Jesus, that he is our hope. He is our love. He is our panacea. Amen. We just have to follow along with his teaching. And God knows that we are human. He knows that, amen, this world is going through a lot of things and will be going through. Amen. But the positive thing about it, you're going through. You, amen. He's showing you how to live. He's showing you how to absorb the problems and situations. Amen. And so this is what this is about. Amen. We're talking against false teaching. We're letting you know, amen, there's something wrong with it. Amen. Don't take church as an entertainment place. Don't take church a place to go just to get out of the house. Amen. And which it is, is a fact. But if you have a false teacher there, amen, he is not putting in you or she's not putting in you, amen, the positive part of God. Amen. He's not telling you what God can do and kind of help you and build up your mind. Amen. We're going to notice here, amen, as we're going through, we're working from Matthew's, the 25th chapter, amen, as well as the 24th chapter of Matthew's, amen. And we want to want you to watch some of these words, amen. If whatever Bible you have, we always stress that first get your King James Bible, then work over into other Bibles, American Standard, amen, the Amplified Bible, the New International Bible, amen, to make sure that you get the proper translations, because the Word of God is food to your soul. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That means God is communication. Amen. He wants to communicate with his people like he did in the Garden of Eden. He wants to communicate with you. And false teaching started in the Garden of Eden. Let's go to Genesis there while you're holding that page. Amen. Let's go to the beginning of the Bible and you'll find Genesis. We're working here in Genesis, the third chapter. We can't put it all into one segment. And this is the second part of this teaching. Amen. Living under false teachers. Living under false teachers, which is false prophets and false teaching. Amen. False teaching can cause you to want to commit suicide. It causes you to have mental breakdowns. It causes you to get sick. Amen. I read a survey concerning the doctors. Amen. And the majority of all the sickness that's in the land has come from worration, mental breakdown. We are human. We are human. Amen. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen, you're a threefold person. Amen. You're body, soul, and spirit. When you accept Jesus, now you become a part of a new family. Amen. You've been born into that family. You've been born into a new family. And you're body, soul, and spirit. And you just can't turn your back on not feeding either one. You have to feed the spirit, and the spirit feed the natural man. Amen. And vice versa. When you come to accept that God is your Lord and Savior, amen. Jesus said he's going to prepare a place for us. He's leaving us here. But he's given us instruction how to go through this land, amen, and you're going to a better home, place. But he also give you instructions, amen, what I call part two, amen, of salvation, amen, is that you live in it. You live in it. You live in it. So what teaching you under, you live in it. You live in it. If you get a lot of negative teaching, doesn't talk about how to build your soul, amen. That's what negativity is about. If you're not getting teaching, instructing you how to upbuild yourself in Christ, how to upbuild your mental man, amen, your spiritual man, that's false teaching. If you're not being told about heaven is a better place, golden streets, you know, mansions, and that's what Jesus is about. He prepared a better place. But he also has given you instruction by people and men and women that have been taught by him through his Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into a better place of life. And we're talking about the beginning of false teaching. The beginning of false teaching was in the book of Genesis in the garden. Everything in the book of Genesis, you have a little small seed, you know what farmers put in the ground, amen, and it grows. You keep it watered, amen. You get a little small seed. Every doctrine, and the devil started false teaching in the Garden of Eden, in the third chapter, amen. He heard God tell Adam and Eve how he got in the garden. In Revelation 12, he was kicked out of heaven. He was kicked out of heaven. Amen. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. Amen. The devil started a war because he tried to take over the heaven. Amen. Jealousy got into him and strife got into him. And he tried to take over a third part of the host. Amen. Try to go up high and make a better kingdom for his own sake. Amen. Amen. That history and that background come out of that's Isaiah 14, 9 through 16, Ezekiel 28 and 11, and Jeremiah 4 and 23. That information comes about Satan, amen, and Lucifer, the son of the morning, how he tried to take over heaven, amen, is found in the three major prophets, Jeremiah 28 and 11, Jeremiah 4 and 23, Ezekiel 28 and 11, Isaiah 14, 9 through 16. Now, he was there. That's how he was in the garden, watching Adam and Eve listen to God, listening to what God has to say. Amen. He could not get to Adam and Eve. He was not, God had a hedge around him. And God's angels was there on earth. And those fallen angels was trying to get to Adam and Eve. But Satan found a way. He found a way, amen, to take what God says and twisted it. And he put this confusion in it. And that's when false teaching start, amen. That's when you learn the word deception. Amen, misleading people. But he used God's word. There are many Bibles out there. Amen. That's why you hear me say, make sure you start off with the King James and work it and kind of compare King James with other Bibles. They have the new English version. Amen. New words, different words, but it means the same thing. Amen. John 3:16. You can find that it's God's only begotten Son. And when you read that John 3:16 saying, God so loved the world that he gave his only, he, she, it, and all these other definitions in there, you know something is wrong with that. You can't please, God doesn't want trying to please the world, amen, and keep them comfortable. God is, amen, God is there. Amen, to save the world. So the enemy, this false information, amen, these false teachers and false liars, they know what they are doing. They know what they're doing. Amen. And they fighting against your knowledge to cause you to fall back or go misled looking for God. And when you don't go, if you get so confused that you don't want to be bothered with nobody Bible, nobody church, and you're just going to go by yourself, you still is in the doctrine that the devil put out at the beginning. Amen. He put out in the beginning, amen, in Genesis 3, amen. And when he told Eve, amen, God didn't mean that. Amen. He said, he spoke to Eve and told her that Genesis 3 and 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. God said, you're going to die. Oh, you're not going to die. God ain't going to kill his people. It's not God. You are not God's people. You was born in sin. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. Your spirit got to be reborn. And he knows that the natural man got to be retrained. The natural man got to be reeducated towards what God has for you. Amen. So, and he says, so God knows that in the day that you eat of, your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Amen. And that doctrine of gods is still now flourishing through the land. People feel they don't have to protect themselves. They can protect themselves from anything. They don't need no help from anyone, anybody, any place. They can do all they want to do. Amen. They feel that they are self-sufficient. That's what a God is. Amen. Spiritually, they feel that they're self-sufficient. Amen. But it takes the word of God to show you that you're not, you need help, because we find a spiritual wall. We find a spiritual wall. Amen. We're going to go to, amen, watch what Paul the Apostle said here in Romans, the 7th chapter. Watch what Apostle Paul said here that he found out about himself. Maybe you heard this many times. Apostle Paul said in 7 and 19, he said, for good that I would, I do not. For the evil which I would not, that I do. Now I do that which would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Remember now, we've been born again, but you still have rebellion going on in your knowledge, in the body, amen, all the time. You take the Spirit of God in you to help you control yourself and to turn yourself around, amen, to the better part of life that God got for you. He said, I found then a law that is would do good, evil is present with me. By the light and law of God, after the inward man, all of us desire God from the inward man. I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. That's bad information. And bringing me into the captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with flesh, the law of sin. Paul said he found out that he's wrestling. Amen. He's wrestling against himself. He's wrestling against things of this world. Amen. And when you find that out, amen, that's the information you was born with. That's the information you was born with. Amen. You was born with what's going on today. We was all born in sin. Amen. It's shaped in iniquity. Amen. So that's the little background we're talking about. Amen. False teaching causes people to hurt themselves. Amen. Because the word of God comes in and he brings a neutral position. He comes in and correct things. Amen. Jesus made things easier for us. Amen. He came in and made things easier. Amen. So we find here, amen, these false teachers and the false doctrine, amen, what Jesus spoke of in these last days, amen, they bring more harm to you, your family, your friends, your relatives, than you can think of. Amen. Matthew 24. Amen. We're going to read a portion here, then we're getting ready to go into the studio. Amen. This is what Jesus was saying in the end time, talking about the false teaching. Matthew 24:4, Jesus answered and said to them, because they was asking Jesus, give them a sign, Lord, when you say you're going away, amen, Lord, help us to know when you're going to come back, and et cetera, et cetera. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Amen. Deception, what Jesus talked about, and many will shall come in saying that I'm Christ. Amen. Jesus then went back to heaven. Amen. He left here. He's sitting on the right-hand side of God. Amen. Now people coming up in the natural body, saying that, oh, I'm Christ. And many people are going to attach themselves to that group of those people. Deception have you to think, you know, not spiritually according to God's word, but what the people are saying here on earth. You should hear wars and rumors of wars. Be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. Amen. But the end is not yet. They're going to come to pass. You cannot preach against it. You cannot prophesy against it. You cannot pray against it. These things are going to come to pass. But it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. Amen. You should underline that in your Bible. Amen. The fourth verse, Matthew 24. Amen. The fifth verse, the sixth verse, but the end is not yet. There's some that saying the end going to come in 20 days, 40 days, 50 days. Amen. But the end is not yet. Amen. For many shall rise up in kingdom against kingdom, phantom against phantom, pestilence against pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. But all these are beginning of sorrow. Now, this sorrow position that everybody's going through, a mental anguish, this area here where the enemy attacks the mind. He attacks us. Amen. Because we feel through the virus, through laying off, amen, these wars, amen, and these earthquakes, you're losing your houses, you're losing your homes, amen. The 10th verse says you shall be betrayed, people turning back on their friends and relatives, amen, on the job, amen. They'll do anything to keep their job. And you think, amen, on your job, love you, they lay you off, amen, because the corporation want to make a profit. People are moving on, amen, and these things begin to affect you, thinking, amen, your decision-making. And Jesus said in Matthew 24 and 12, and because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. You yourself understand. Iniquity, Jesus said once in the days of Noah and Lot, is lawlessness. It's lawlessness. Amen. People try to put all of the problem, try to look for catch 22, amen, under the Ten Commandments. Say, oh, the Ten Commandments is this, I can do this. But iniquity covers all. It covers all lawlessness, all crookedness. Amen. Jesus died by his stripes. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquity. Amen. 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 The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. Isaiah 53. Amen. Iniquities. Amen. It's lawlessness. It's unruly conditions. Man, God destroyed the world because of so much wickedness in the land. Amen. He started over. God started over. Amen. So now go to Matthew 25, and we sum it up here to open up the studio to have your comments. Matthew 25. So you know now, and I read this many times. Many of you have read it. Amen. That's why we say the Bible, amen, itself, the Bible itself is a spiritual word of God. It's a spiritual word of God. And it deals with things that now and present. It's a whole different book. This is a book of life. It deals with and help you while you walk this earth now for God's people. God's people that's been born again, those that are accepting Christ, those that are seeking God, they seek God through God's word. God is the word. Jesus is the word. Amen. We love him and we desire him. And the more the word we get in us, amen, the more you feel more stabilized, amen. You can get hurt, but you know you, God is the best thing for you. Peter was telling Jesus after the disciples had fed all the people, and Jesus was telling them about drink my blood and eat my flesh. He was talking about the words, doing a metaphor example, and people just walked away from it. So we're not going to be cannibals. We're not going to do this. And he turned around to his 12 and said, y'all going to leave me too? And Peter said, where else can we go? Where else can we go? We've been proving out all these things for years. In other words, you know, Peter has been looking for the Messiah, following his words. Amen. They were Jews. Amen. They was following the words, and Jesus picked them because they was following the scriptures. Amen. The Bible consists of scriptures. Amen. And Peter said, Lord, where else can we go? Put your hope and your life in him, that where else you can go to find words, amen, that'll feed your soul and your spirit and your mind. You can just sit along some time and read the Bible. We have so much in the world today. You can get your Bible on cassette, get your Bible on the disc. Amen. You can look at different type of movies and, amen, positive things pertaining to spiritual uplifting in Christ. Amen. Developing the inner man. The inner man has to grow. It will grow. It will grow. Things that you used to do, like Paul said, you don't want to do them no more. The appetite is gone. It's here. Amen. So Jesus talked about Matthew 25. He's talking about the sheep and the goats. And you have to read this for yourself because we're winding down. We don't have so much time. Matthew 25. And he said, put the sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. And he told the sheep that when I was sick, when I was hungry, amen, you came unto me. I was hungry, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I'm naked, you took me in. Stranger, you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. And sick, you came and visited me. And I was in prison. Amen, you visited me. Some ministries have that ability to do all of these, and some are not. But that's a part of the love God has for all mankind. And he went down to the goats and told the goats, when I was hungry, you didn't give me no meat. When I was naked, you didn't try to give me no clothes. Amen. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me no water. And he went over in prison and sick. They said, well, Lord, when did we see you like that? Just tell us, Lord, when did we see you? And Jesus said, when you did the least one. They were still operating on that selfish spirit that was in them from their birth. Teaching does. It does not help you to have the love of God for all humanity. Doesn't matter what organization you're from or what church you're from or what color you is. Amen. All these people, everybody in the world is God's people. If you look at the lilies and the field and things like that, you see a variety of trees, variety of flowers. God loved the variety. He loved everybody. Amen. The Bible says God so loved the world. And he gave his son for the world. Amen. That whosoever believed in him, amen, through his word, believed that Jesus, amen, became an offering up for the sins of the world. And when you accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior, amen, and God looks at the heart and say, well, is this true, what you are saying out of your mouth? Are you saying this? The Lord, I forgive me of my sins and come in my heart. And the Lord looking at that says, that's true, amen, you can be saved, amen. So you follow the works of Jesus and accept Jesus in your heart and be baptized in water, amen, for the removal of your sin from a natural point of view, and you can feel the difference, amen, when you come up out of that water. Through the time, after a while, you're going to see the change. Everybody react different. Amen. God knows that. Amen. But he knows what's going on in the heart. And then here come the false prophets. Here come the false teachers. Oh, you ain't got nothing. You don't feel like nothing. Amen. What church, what place? Amen. You got the wrong Bible. They're coming after your soul. They want your soul. You might be broke. You might not have no home, no place. Amen. But they want to teach you and use you. Amen. Because one person can run 1,000 people. Amen. Once you know that God lives and you can speak God's word and you can pray because you're in the family of God and you can change lives. Amen. You can change part of the world. Amen, by your activities and the skills you have that God done put into every man. The enemy don't want that. He doesn't want that to happen. He doesn't want that to come forth. Amen. False teaching. Those false teachers is dangerous. You can't pin it down, but I believe that they're the cause of a lot of mental illness. Amen. They're the cause. Amen. Of a lot of mental anguish and destruction going on in people's minds now. Amen. Every child of God, we have to keep fighting against it. Amen. And read the word and rebuke it because those spirits will come. Amen. Disappointed spirits, suicide spirits. Amen. Discouraging spirits, voracious spirits. Amen. Fear spirits. Amen. They're trying to attack. They want to attack your mind. That's where the spiritual warfare is. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you let it. Amen. But you can flush it out with the word of God. It's sharp, cuts between the marrow and the bone. You're here tonight, today. Amen. We thank God for you. We want to give you a space. Express yourself, what you see, what you feel is going on. And this program is about the grassroots level. Amen. We try to just bring it out of the Bible, amen, and look at what's happening today on the ground, among the neighborhood, on your job, on the families, amen, and have you just be able to discern, amen, what's going on, amen, how God's word is working to help and how the enemy is working to destroy, amen. We're hoping that he is blessing to you. That's why we always say, Matthew 27:17, that iron sharpening iron. We're here to inform you and make sure and you understand what's going on. Amen. Iron sharpening iron. We're taking a little bit of what we have and what you have. Amen. And help build up your spiritual walk with Christ, as well as Matthew 24. Amen. And 6 says, a multitude of counselors, there's safety. So we're hoping that we can find, you can hear something tonight, today, that will help increase your strength in Christ. So we're going to the studio now. We open up the lines, and we're going to start. We always, those of you that are here for the first time, we give out the area code and the last 4 digits. Amen. We don't call names. You don't have to give your name. Amen. We don't fight against doctrine and churches and people like that. Amen. We're not involved in that. We're past that. We're going on, like Paul said in Hebrews 6. Amen. We're going on to perfection, not laying again dead works. Amen. The enemy wants us to talk against each other, fight against each other, and point fingers at one another. Amen. But we're about winning souls and upbuilding souls. That's what this program is about. All right, area code 561. Last 4 digits is, amen, 1413. 1413.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Bless you.
God bless you, everybody. How you doing, Bishop? I just would like to say I thank God that I'm just going to use a few demonstrations of what you were saying about false teachers or false teachings. A demonstration is, God told me that was your wife. God told me that was your husband. God told me that you need to, God told me you need to quit your job. And you just got on the job. Those just a few, it sounds funny, but those are a few demonstrations. God told me to tell you to walk in there and tell them people that's yours. If you don't prepare, if God hasn't talked to you, what make you think he tell me to tell you something? He got to first confirm it through you. So a lot of people, they'll say, well, God said this, God is no more than the man on the moon. So we have to be discernful. We have to be prayerful. Just like you say, iron sharpens iron. So we have to talk more with each other and not to outside influences. Amen. I was all over the place, but I pray that everybody get the nucleus of what I was saying. Amen. Watch as well as pray.
God bless you, man. God, very good point. Amen. They might be going in there. Amen. Talk to another child of God, and they just got their job and want to take the man's job. Amen. Very good point there. All right. Anyone else have a... Amen. You can just press 1 on your phone, those that call in. Amen. 1-855-236-2252. All right. We're at area code 754. The last four digits is 7506. 7506, the last four digits. Bless you.
Good afternoon, Bishop. Bless you. I have two comments I want to make. The first comment was, it came to me that we have to remember, like in Revelation said, who is our first love? To have someone against you because we forgot our first love. In order for us to be get caught up with false teachers, sometimes we forget that God is our first love. We got to remember who our first love is. And also going to Romans, how the Bible lets us know that let nothing separate us from the love of God. So we have to remember who our first love is. And if our first love is God, and God is first in everything we do, we shouldn't be getting caught up by so many false teachers because we know God and we know his spirit. And our Bible also lets know in Romans, it's up to us. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities, nothing can separate us from the love of God. So we have to get the word of God on the inside also. Those are just two points I want to make tonight.
All right. God bless you, woman of God. Very good. Amen. Don't let nothing separate us from the word of God. Amen. All right. You press 1 on your phone. We'll call your area code and your last four digits. Amen. If you have any comments concerning, amen, living under false teachers. Amen. You do better if you know better. Amen. You wonder why, sometimes why things are going on and you're struggling, amen, and wonder why God is not answering, amen. All depends what you're negative about. Not necessarily negative, but you're trying to hold on to sometimes. Sometimes you're trying to hold on to something. My mind came to me when a word just came to me just a while ago concerning, I was in a revival, and a young man was praying. He was all the week he'd come to the altar, he'd pray, amen. He was really in kind of a little frustrated, amen. The Lord showed me the night before, amen, this young man had over his bed, all the different animals and features and stuff of the galaxy, amen, all kind of birthmarks in his house. And I told him about that privately. Amen. The next night, he was just falling out all over the floor with joy. Amen. Sometimes we have these idols and carry them on and not aware that I should have no other God before me. And you say, Lord, it's not a God. Yes, it is. Amen. Your birthmark or your good luck charm or things like that. Amen. It's a spirit holds on to those things. Amen. So you have to seek it out. You have to seek it out. Amen. All right. Okay, we're at 754-7506, I believe. We're at 754-7506. God bless you. Last four digits, 7506. Okay. All right. So sometimes we forget, amen, concerning birthmarks, amen, and different things. We feel that it don't affect your spiritual walk with God. Amen. And we have to look into what the Word has said. Amen. And you find certain things that you try to hold on to. It wars. See, those positive teaching bring, amen, it brings you to be aware to flush out things that you don't need. Paul said, lay aside every weight, and the sin be so easy to upset you. Amen. Those things upset you, the weight you down, and you want the Word of God to help you. Amen. You want the Word of God to help you. And they be weights to your spirit. They be weights. Amen. Waration is a weight. And you have to exercise Matthew 7 and 7. Seeking you'll find, knocking the door be open. Research on things. Amen. Waration is like putting a car, amen, in gear, and you have the emergency brakes down, and your feet is on the floor, and your feet is on the gas. You're just spinning wheels out there, burning up rubber, going no place. And that affects your mind. You have to try to do something pertaining to the problems you have. Amen. Don't take one answer. Constantly work to those things. Amen. All right, the studio is open for your remarks, comments, examples concerning living under false. You know, it might be very, very hard to believe, amen, that somebody teaching you wrong. Somebody teaching you wrong, amen. But it's possible. It's possible. The more you start digging into the Word of God, the more you start reading the Bible, amen, and searching out Bible dictionary, concordance, amen, and with the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you, amen, then others that you know, amen, can come alongside. Did you know they've been saved for years, way before you was, amen, and they are about helping other people in Christ. That's one good sign. You know, they're about helping people. Amen. Jesus said, when I was sick and I was hungry, you know, they're about praying for people and helping other people, helping those that don't have food and clothing. Amen. That's a part of that's a part of Christ. People don't think that's a part of Christ. It is. Amen. Jesus, Acts 10:38, Jesus was anointed of God and the Holy Ghost. He went about doing good. Amen. Praying for the sick. That's part of the ministry. You don't have to be on the television or somewhere popular to pray for the sick, especially in times like these now. Amen. Encouraging people. Amen. And praying for those that are oppressed. And, you know, the time of sorrow, people to lose their houses, their cars, their job, and this doctrine about materialism. Amen. How are you going to say God going to bless you in materialism all the time and you haven't had no positive word from the Lord about saving up? Amen. You know the disaster going to come in the land, and these prophets saying, oh, well, Amen. Amen. It's not going to hit your house. It's not going to hit your home. Amen. Don't worry about it. They're not going to, the Bible have teaching in the Bible how the ants store up. And the ants know that you're going to, you know, somebody's going to come after them with a broom or some kind of spray, and they'll go to another location. And the sparrows, they fly around and look for their food. God instilled in his people survival modes. He's instilled in them. If he knows what's going to happen, he instilled in them, amen, what to do, what to look forward to. Amen. So that's hope. That's hope. All right. You can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347. Amen. 215-8816. Amen. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you'll find us there. Amen. We're praying that if you make comments, you can send it to the website, and we'd be glad to hear from you. Amen. Continue to pray for this ministry. Continue because of you. Amen. We're here, and we're hoping that it's been doing something to help you, amen, grow spiritually. Amen. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you can hear more of these programs that's been recorded over the years. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. Amen. So we thank God. Continue to pray for one another. Amen. Knowing that these things are here in the land. Amen. All of this is in the land. You're not the only one going through, amen, dealing with the mind, amen, and mental losses. Amen. You feel sorry sometimes. Jesus said you can be sorry. So we all have to go through those things. Amen. Those disappointments, those letdowns. Amen. They come. Amen. But you know, change it. You can't deal with it. So you just might as well go on and have God to help you. And he will show you. Amen. Go ahead and rebuild. Go ahead and restart. Amen. Amen. Proverbs says that in the book of Proverbs, it's a book that deals with life things constantly. Proverbs says that 24:16, that for a just man falleth down 7 times and rise up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. A just man fall down 7 times and rise up again. You're not looking to go out there and get involved in situations and things that are happening. Amen. God would help you because he know. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if a man say he without sin, he's a liar. Because sin, it covers a lot of area. Amen. You might do something to your brother that you might not know, your neighbor. And just for the model prayer, always come in. Amen. Lord, forgive me of my trespasses as I forgive those that trespass against me. Amen. That's it. Just confess it to God and move on. Amen. Sometimes things happen to you. Look at the one, your brothers and sisters now, amen, in Christ or without Christ. People are going through these floods, these flash floods, and these fires. Amen. These fires everywhere. And those that losing their family members, amen. And they got some of them have to rebuild. You got to rebuild. Amen. God is there. He'll never leave us. Jesus said, I never leave you. He never forsake you. Amen. That's in the Bible. He won't walk away from you. That's why you accept him. Amen. He has more benefits to offer than just you trying to cover yourself, help yourself. Amen. All right, let's go ahead now. We are in the studio. We're winding down. Amen. We're winding down. Amen. We can take some more comments. You press 1 on your phone. After a while, we're going into prayer. Have those come out and pray for the audience. Pray for the world itself. Pray for our leaders in high places. Amen. They're not telling us the truth a lot of time. They're telling the truth of our own merchandise to put them in office. Amen. We not expected that in the last days, but they're doing it. They're lying all over. Amen. To get your favor. Amen. So you have to be God. If it wasn't for God and the Holy Spirit, amen, the world would be in chaos, completely chaos, because the church is gone. Amen. God is gone. Press one on your phone and say, we say, well, if you want to view these programs again, you have a computer, got a friend, a relative that you want to go and sit down with, especially our young people, have these go to different programs. Amen. Let them sit there. Amen. And listen to some of these broadcasts. Amen. We're hoping and praying it'd be a great help. We try to give all the scriptures out as much as possible. Amen. This is a teaching ministry. Amen. We try to cover, not to cover too much, but amen. Paul had said, amen, concerning the word of God, that all scriptures, 2 Timothy 3 and 16, while we do that, say all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be completed, thoroughly equipped in all good work. All scriptures are given, amen, by the inspiration of God. All scriptures, amen. Jesus is the word. He is the word. He is the scripture. He's the word. It was written down by the holy men, the prophet, the scribes. It was writing. Amen. And Jesus came in the scriptures, which were written. Amen. He didn't break no laws. He didn't break no rules of God. Amen. The book of Luke, we will do that. Amen. We got a couple more minutes here. Then we're going to go into prayer, asking some of you to pray. The last, give us a prayer for all those that you know, amen, in Christ. The Bible says, out of mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. In the last book of the last chapter of St. Luke, St. Luke 24 and 45, he's saying, then open he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you shall be witnesses. Amen. Back at the 44th verse of the 24th chapter of St. Luke, he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. See, it was written. Amen. He must fulfill it. And he's fulfilling things now. They ain't going to last. It's the institution. Amen. It's God. God created the marriage, and he created the church through his son, Jesus Christ. These institutions are going to be here. everything else going to fall away. Amen. All right, we want to have prayer now. Those of you that are there with a desire to pray, amen. Just press one on your phone and pray for us and pray for those that you feel that's fallen away from the gospel or being taught wrong. Amen. Then whatever else God put on your heart, you can press one on your phone. Amen. And we'll put you in. Amen. And pray for us. Pray for the audience. Amen. We're winding down. Amen. We need at least two prayers. All right. We at 754. Amen. 7506. 7506. 754. Go right ahead.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for the Bible study. And God, we thank you because your words say that you is the way, the truth, and the life. God, help them to realize that they can always trust you, God. Help us to realize that most of all, you want us to have your own way in our lives. So God, we ask you to help us to surrender everything to you, knowing that we can always trust and depend on you. Lord, encourage your people everywhere. Help them to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh their help. Help them to remember that you love them every day, all day. And Lord, until we meet again, we say thank you for your word and your program. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. God bless you, woman of God. We're going to have another one. Another prayer. Amen. Another prayer. Amen. Praying for the audience. Amen. Praying for your family. Praying for the community. Amen. Praying for the homeless. Amen. Might be your brother, somebody's sister. Amen. In different parts of the United States. Amen. Have wandered and find themselves down here homeless or other states. They're frozen in the cold weather. Amen. Maybe somebody lost. Amen. In the rehab center trying to go through. Amen. We need you to intercede. Amen. It's good to just go ahead and intercede for someone. Amen. Stand in the gap for those that in the rehab. Amen. Those that lost their family members, bereaved families. Amen. We can have one more caller. Very quickly, one more caller. All right, we thank God for you. Thank God for you and you and you and you and you and you and you. Amen, all of you. Amen. The Bible said where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. And Jesus knew there would be times and seasons as they're coming upon the land. Now we pray now, Father, Lord, we ask you to put them under the 91st division of Psalms. Oh God, and cover them up in the blood of Jesus the Christ. Oh God, shield them and protect them from all wind of the doctrine of false doctors. Amen. All liars, oh God, all false workers of witchcraft, wizards and soothsayers. In the name of Jesus, loose that spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, loose that spirit. Oh, God, amen, where they feel down, amen, betrayed and lost, amen, without family, without home. Oh, God, you say you'll be there always, even to the end of the world. Loose that spirit, Lord God, this encouragement. Oh, God, uplift them through the Holy Spirit. And, God, we give you the praise and we give you the thanks, Lord, for what you're doing, oh, God, for your people. And we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. Pray much and read much. Amen. Stay positive. Amen. It's not what you see that's fighting against you. Amen. It's what's in your heart that you can speak out. Amen. You can always rebuke the devil. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Until next time, amen. God bless you, and we love you all. Doctrine of Truth. We bless you right now. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you.